JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. In today's program, we stop in at Jamaica College to hear about an exciting new scholarship opportunity. And in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, we talk about gabardine. This is Roundabout JA. Stay tuned. Two lucky high school students will soon benefit from $500,000 each to help offset the costs associated with their high school education. This as Jamaica College gets set to restart the Charles Drack Scholarship. The scholarships will go to one student from Jamaica College, JC, and another from St. Andrew High School for Girls. Both students will each receive $100,000 annually over 5 years. Principal for Jamaica College, Senator Ruel Reed, said the decision was taken to restart the Charles Drack Scholarship after re-examining the last will and testament of Jamaica College's benefactor, Charles Drack.
When I reviewed the will of Charles Drack, there was supposed to be a scholarship given to two new children. And I thought that having read it, I wanted it to be declared that we are going to re-establish this year, these two scholarships. And significantly, one for a boy, one for a girl, to fulfill his wishes. And since we consider St. Andrew High as our sister school, we are going to offer one of the scholarships to one of the deserving young ladies at St. Andrew High.
Mr. Reed says the scholarship committee at JC will decide on the recipients of the award by September 8. The scholarships will be offered to new students each year. Charles Drack is recognized as the founder of Jamaica College. His will, dated July 7, 1721, states that on his demise, his new house on his land at Shelton in Jamaica should be immediately used as a free school or hospital for the support, maintenance, and education of 8 poor boys and 4 girls belonging to the inhabitants of St. Anne. Jamaica College is one of the oldest high schools in Jamaica. It is an all-male institution with a population of just under 1,900 students.
It has come to the attention of the Ministry of Education that personnel in some schools are encouraging parents to purchase supplemental textbooks not on the list supplied by the school. The ministry is advising parents to only purchase books that are on the list supplied by the school. A message from the Ministry of Education.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that supports economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. And now our Glimpse of Jamaica feature.
Gabardine was around in the 70s. Them time there, gabardine was the type of material they say the in thing at them time there. If you know wear gabardine, is like you not say nothing. So remember them time there when the singer, I don't remember the name of the singer, but you make this song and say, Harlene, I must dream you the dream. You shouldn't sign me gabardine. Go wash it at the stream. Understand? So then time there, you know. Gabardine you so around the place in the 70s and just like oh you gotta have you say properly know where them used to make school uniform and so you understand Valda Brown Langville Park.
You can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-35-9024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, take care and walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.